Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Twin suicide attacks in the western Syrian city of Homs killed at least 42. That included a senior intelligence officer. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says several attackers blew themselves up near the headquarters of both state security and military intelligence. An Al-Qaeda affiliate has claimed responsibility for the attacks, saying five of its militants stormed two heavily guarded districts in the center of Homs. Bashar al-Jafri, a Syrian government negotiator, told reporters he thought the attack was meant to disrupt peace talks currently underway in Geneva. He also said he had asked UN Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura to issue a statement condemning the attacks, which he said were carried out by the al-Nusra Front. A senior commander says Iraqi militarized police have captured a neighborhood on the west side of Mosul amid fierce clashes with Islamic State militants. Major General Haider al-Maturi told the Associated Press the militants deployed at least 10 suicide car bombs, but nine of them were blown up before reaching their targets. The 10th, however, killed two policemen, wounded five others. Iraqi forces backed by aerial support by the U.S.-led international coalition already control eastern Mosul. Pakistan disclosing it is engaging in negotiations with Afghanistan on developing a joint mechanism to address mutual cross-border terrorism concerns. Bilateral relations have plunged to new lows in recent months between Islamabad and Kabul. This is VOA News. International Organization for Migration reporting a surge in the number of migrant deaths in the Mediterranean's central route linking Libya to Italy in the first 2 months of the year. Lisa Schlein is following the story.
The International Organization for Migration estimates 326 migrants and refugees have died this year while transiting by sea from Libya to Italy. While the numbers are alarming, IOM spokesman Joel Millman says they do not reflect the full scope of the sea tragedies.
There's a thriving business in kidnapping right now in Libya where people are being taken off the street, held to paid ransom, and then forced into these boats, just because the ransom takers are done with them and they don't want to try to pick them up again.
He says smugglers have been stealing engines from the boats and leaving the vessels drifting in the water with people aboard. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Police in Heidelberg, Germany, shot and seriously wounded a man after he hit three people with a car, killing one of them. Police say they don't believe the attack to be terrorism-related, but do not know of any possible motive. Investigation is underway. Similar attack took place in Germany this past December when a terrorist drove a truck through a crowded Berlin Christmas market, killing 12, injuring 50 others. Here in the U.S., a former Labor Secretary, Tom Perez, has been elected head of the Democratic National Committee. He'll be charged with overseeing the task of rebuilding a party following the presidential win of Republican Donald Trump. Perez, who served under former President Obama and Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, were the frontrunners in the race. Perez spoke to the members of the Democratic Party who met in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
We are suffering from a crisis of confidence, a crisis of relevance. We need a chair who can not only take the fight to Donald Trump, make sure that we talk about our positive message of inclusion and opportunity and talk to that big tent of the Democratic Party. We also need a chair who can lead turnaround and change the culture of the Democratic Party and the DNC.
Perez, the first Latino to hold the post, won in a contest widely seen as a proxy fight between defeated Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her chief party rival Bernie Sanders. President Trump has signaled he will not take part in the annual dinner, the White House Correspondents Association, a gala that is normally a political imperative for the U.S. president. A day earlier, President Trump had taken White House reporters and media outlets to task for what he said he believes are their deliberate spreading of fake news about his administration.
That's the latest world news from VOA.